What will it take to wake you up to the fact that you're being erased from the future of America, and why are you being erased? If you're a person of European descent, why do they want your child to be a minority in America? And when your little girl is a minority in America, what will happen to her? Tell me, what will happen to her? Do you think that the minorities, when they take over this country, will be quite as benevolent as an enlightened and as enlightened as the European Americans are today? Or do you sense that just perhaps, just maybe, they will not bring the learnings of the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, to their new power? But logic dictates that if one out of every two children under the age of five is not white, that within a very short period of time, whites are being erased from America. Now, when whites become a minority in America, tell me what you think is going to happen to your grandchild. Do you think that the people who are now minorities, when they seize power, when they are the senators, when they are the congresspeople, when they are the president and the vice president, do you think they'll be quite as enlightened as our liberal government is today and treat the minorities, meaning then the whites, as fairly as the non-whites are being treated today? I don't. I do not. The question is, the European American or the white person is being erased from America's future, and the only question is why. Now you say, wait a minute, that goes past the immigration. No, no, it doesn't. There is a racial element to the immigration invasion. At least I see it that way. Our guest now is Congressman Tom Tancredo, a hero to many. Congressman Tancredo, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to join you again.
Well, Tom, look, I won't drag you into my viewpoint because it's a little different than yours, I'm sure, and a little too esoteric, I think, for this discussion. But we all woke up yesterday and found out that the Border Patrol is actually turning over data about the Minutemen and where they're located to the Mexican government. How does this happen? How does our government turn on our own patriots?
It's because everybody's got an incentive to make sure that from our side, we don't want to be embarrassed by the fact that illegal aliens are being intercepted by this volunteer group. We want to make them look incompetent or irrelevant. So therefore, it works to the benefit of the Department of Homeland Security to make.
Wait, you mean the government doesn't want to look incompetent, right?
Right. They don't want the Minutemen. If the Minutemen are there and actually intercepting a lot of people coming across the border, they get a lot of press. You saw what happened when we did this at the very first. That embarrasses the hell out of Homeland Security. So they're saying, well, look, if we force them to give this information, most likely the Mexican government will do what they are doing, and that is set up a perimeter and force the... It's also wrapped up entirely in the whole idea of eventually creating an economic bloc of the United States, Mexico, Canada, South and Central America, and that bloc will eventually replace countries. I mean, we will no longer look at ourselves as individual countries. We will look at ourselves as just two residents.
Well, they can go to hell. How do you like that? They can take a hike. They can go to hell, all of them. I didn't get born into this country by an immigrant to have a bunch of rich pieces of garbage tell me that this is just a trading zone. Who the hell are they to do that?
We are just residents. It's not residents of a place on the continent. That's what we are. We are. Listen.
Well, what are the people? Tom, look, you and I are on the same exact page in this. This is an outrage. We're going to lose our nation unless, what, a million people go to the border? 1 million people go to the border. What happens the next day?
Well, it's a great question and a good suggestion.
No, let's dream. Let's dream together. Let us dream together. What if a million American citizens went to the border and said no more illegal aliens? What would happen? Would the government finally get the message or not? Well, you know, when I was in the fifth grade, I was the good kid, and I befriended a kid who was a troublemaker. And eventually I wound up a troublemaker like him. And the teacher took me aside and shook her head and said, I've seen it every time. When a good kid and a troubled kid get together, the troubled kid never becomes a good kid. The good kid becomes a troubled kid. We're going to inherit the corrupt police of Mexico. We're going to inherit the corrupt judicial system of Mexico. We're going to inherit drug lords in America. Is that going to be the sub rosa relationship here as well? Are they crazy? Don't they know what's going to happen?
It's think that we get pulled down far more easily than they get pulled up.
Now then the question becomes, in 20 years, what does America look like? And what is the social landscape like? And what happens to white people? That's the real question here. Will our brown brethren, who are so nationalistic and so anti-gringo and anti-Anglo, be as enlightened as the European American is? I don't think so. Do you?
Can I? Yes, I do. Yes. Let me add this. How come the LA Times is so anti-Semitic?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to find the specific article. But, Gene, I'm going to send you the political zoo so you don't have to wait in line when I ask the question again. Why and who is behind erasing the white person from America's future? I ran into a friend of mine, Captain Phil, at the gas station today. He had the same exact answer that I do. Because it will be a more malleable population when the Europeans are diminished. Madeline Halfbright, a woman who didn't have the grace to disappear from the public eye, a woman not only who is distasteful physically, but is distasteful mentally. This hag, this hack, this brisket maker has the audacity to say that we should be having a dialogue with the Hitler of our time. Coming from that hag who happens to be Jewish is a triple disgrace. Now, the bill's author is a well-known militant lesbian, Sheila Kuehl, and this is one of the chief reasons you must never elect an overt, pushy lesbian or homosexual to any office. They are obsessed with their sexuality. They will only think of their sexuality. They will only work for their sexual ends. They will not think about national security. They will only think about gay security, gay security, gay security, gay propaganda, gay propaganda, gay security, gay security. And that is why in the past, when this country was more sane, homosexuals were not hired by the State Department nor by the Defense Department. It was well known what would happen. Why don't they do the next one? Why don't they pass a law saying that we have to study the contributions of junkies? That might be a nice one, because they're an underrepresented group. Like any other underrepresented group, murderers are an underrepresented group.